All right, Anna, sing along.
You don't want to hear that. You really don't. I will save you. But I do feel very proud when I hear this.
See, Northwestern fight song. And even when at the stadium, it's really interesting to watch people try to get... There's like always a really dedicated core of like six people who all know the words, and they're trying to exhort everybody to sing along with them, and they all appear to be faculty. And I don't understand how it works.
That's how it works.
Anna, can you play on your violin?
Yeah. I'm going to try. If they win on Saturday, I will learn.
We are very proud to have Jim Phillips, the athletic director of Northwestern University. And, of course, we are the home of Northwestern University Athletics here at WGN Radio. We're so proud to be a part of that family.
Go Cats!
And this is a really, really special moment on Saturday, as the Northwestern Wildcats represent the Big Ten West in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, after the way the season kind of got off to a rocky start, Jim, I don't think anybody believed that was going to happen.
Hey, Ro, you and Anna know this better than anyone. It's about ratings. So you kind of tank early in the year, and you have this storybook finish, and now the ratings are through the roof. So yeah. that's what we did as a football program, and just really proud of those young men and Coach Fitz and the staff, because it didn't start the way any of us wanted in September. But I think when you have high-character kids and coaches and they just kind of grind it out, stay with it, and here we are, 2 days away from just a magical moment to take the purple to Indy and a chance to play a really, really good Ohio State team for the Big Ten championship.
You know, you look at the Big Ten this year, and there, you take even teams like Nebraska that had a god-awful season, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the turnaround for Nebraska, because Nebraska was thinking, even though they started very rough, they were thinking, well, we get past Northwestern, and we're going to at least get to a bowl, right? We're not going to win the West, but we'll at least get to a bowl. And Northwestern beating them in that amazing game, right, at Ryan Field, just crazy great.
Absolutely.
Overtime game. And it kind of, you know, their season went into the pooper. But I would put Nebraska up against just about any other team in the country in terms of really talented. And then you had Wisconsin, a lot of injuries. But you had Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, even Minnesota. I mean, these are great football teams. So Northwestern winning the West is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. In our division, we were undefeated, going 6-0 against those schools that you listed. And to finish the conference season 8-1, it's the same record as Ohio State. So I really do think it's the two best in the conference with a chance for a championship. That's the beauty, I think, of college football. I think that's why we all enjoy it, because every weekend you're just not sure what's going to happen. And the favorites sometimes get knocked off, and the underdog has its day, and sometimes it doesn't hold true to form. So really excited about it. We're going to have a huge group going over, which I know you are, and you're downgrading partners. You're leaving Anna during the weekend. You're going with
Kevin.
And you're going with Mr. Cat, like, you know, Mr. Cat Dave Ennett, who's doing basketball in Bloomington, and then you're taking over midday, and then he's racing to Indianapolis to get there for the football game. So it should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you in Indy.
Right, because the Cats basketball team, which, by the way, congratulations, taking out Georgia Tech last night. That's something.
Huge.
Right there. I mean, it's a good year to be purple. It's a good year. I would just like, on behalf of WGN, I'd like to thank Northwestern for being the most successful sports enterprise that we've got on this air right now. And so I'm very, very happy about that. But yeah, so Kevin and I are going to go down and do the pre-game show, or be part of the pre-game
show. Make sure they behave, please, Jim.
From Indianapolis on Saturday.
We're a little excited, so we can't promise that.
Yeah, we are very excited. And I come from a sort of a bifurcated household here, because we have Ohio State allegiances too, but we've got big, you know, my mother and everybody in her family went to Northwestern, and then of course Anna went to Northwestern.
Yep.
So this is just going to be a great game. And I got to tell you something, I've been, you know, watching Ohio State all season, every game, analyzing with the clicker, and it was a pretty impressive win against Michigan and Columbus, but they have really had struggles outside of the shoe this year. They barely got past Maryland. They barely, obviously what happened at Purdue. Purdue's a pretty great team, though, too. I mean, it's going to be This is going to be a great football game. And Fitz is exactly the kind of coach that will give Urban Meyer more headaches than he already has.
Well, I hope you're exactly right on all of that. And I am really proud of Fitz. He won Big Ten Coach of the Year this week. There was nobody more deserving than Pat. And, you know, the team is a reflection of his leadership. And I think it's part of what we all love about the greatest city in the world, Chicago. It's a really blue-collar place, and that's, I think, how you would describe our football team. We may not have all the five-star recruits and all the glamour and the rest of it, but we have a tremendous team and a tremendous group of young guys that really are proud to wear the purple and white and represent, you know, such a world-class university like Northwestern. So it should be fun. And you know, we sold out of our ticket allotment, which was 10,000, in about 29 hours. And so, you know, I was all excited about that and, you know, happy about it. And then I got phone calls and emails from all the people that didn't get one of those 10,000 tickets that, you know, all over me. So I'll take it any day of the week and enjoy the opportunity again to showcase a great university on Saturday night in Indianapolis.
I have to say this before you jump in, Kev. I just want to say that Jim Phillips was the first person and probably the last person ever to declare Northwestern a blue-collar school. Thank you, and move along, Kev.
That's a town.
Blue-collar football program.
Okay,
the
right.
Training facility,
okay.
Very blue-collar.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Now there was nobody who bought that, Jim, but okay, go ahead.
Jim, Clayton Thorson, only quarterback in Big Ten history to throw for over 10,000 yards and rush for 20 touchdowns in his career. Only quarterback ever in the conference history. You've obviously gotten to know him over the past 4 years or so. Tell us a little bit about Clayton Thorson that maybe we don't know about other than what we've seen on the playing field, because he's really been a leader for this team for a while now.
He's a true unicorn. They come across once in a lifetime. A kid from Wheaton, wonderful family, just a wonderful leader, and somebody that we certainly wouldn't be in this position without. And I think what's really impressive is that during that bowl game last year in Nashville at the Music City Bowl against Kentucky with that tremendous 1-point victory by the Cats, you know, he had a really significant injury and left the field before halftime. And that's really a surgery that takes 10 to 12 months to come back from fully and really a chance to play. Clayton stepped out on the field at the end of August at Purdue, our first game of the season, first conference game of the year. And since that day, we've just followed his lead. I love him like a son. I really do. He means a lot to our program. He means a lot to everybody in that locker room. And, you know, I'm really glad he's leading us out there when we take the field at 8:17 on Saturday.
By the way, Northwestern has a winning streak of 9 games away from Ryan Field, wins in 15 of their last 16 Big Ten games, and winners of 7 of their last 8 overall. It's just nice. We talked about it all year, and Roe mentioned it. It's a wild time to be a Cat fan with the new facility where the basketball program is, where the new basketball arena is at. You had Notre Dame at Evanston this year. It's just an awesome time to be a Northwestern Wildcat fan.
Kevin, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think what it states is you can have it all at Northwestern. And the graduation rates came out 2 weeks ago right before Thanksgiving. Northwestern has a 98% graduation success rate in athletics.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is an amazing number.
Huge stat.
It is amazing. 98. And listen to this. Football is the number one team in the country in FBS at 99%. Wow. And so these kids are not only doing it on the football field, but they're tremendous ambassadors in the community, a group that's led us to 5,500 hours of community service all over in the Chicagoland area. I'm telling you, some of our kids have been around trying to help others, and we all know that there's a lot of folks that are less fortunate that we need to help. And then they do it on Saturday afternoons or Saturday evenings in this case. coming up. So
it is always amazing.
It is amazing.
Because I want to point this out.
The academics that they have, to juggle the academic rigors. You guys know how hard that is. Mm-hmm. And to be really dedicated to their sport and then also be dedicated to helping others, it's a really special, unique group of young men and women.
I have to say, one of the most amazing things at Northwestern football, when you go to the games, is when they have the alumni come out on the field, the alumni players come out on the field, mm-hmm. and they honor them, in halftime or whenever it happens to be. And then, it's like, a guy played football at Northwestern, now he's Dr. So-and-so.
CEO of this company.
Right, CEO. He has a hedge fund that has an unpronounceable name. it's sort of like...
So true.
And you're like, wow. It is, it's a very proud tradition. We wish... it's going to be just a ton of fun.
I can't wait.
And imagine a Rose Bowl. I mean, they come out of this.
Beautiful.
And
then I was at the last one. It was phenomenal.
That would be something. And I mean, you're still going to a bowl regardless of what happens on Saturday. It'll be kind of interesting to see. You know what really sucks? Is if Ohio State wins this game. Jim, don't listen to this.
If Ohio State wins this game, I don't want to listen to this either.
And then they get pulled into the championship, the playoff. Then Northwestern should go to the Rose Bowl, but it will go to Michigan, which I believe is a terrible crime against humanity. I might be overstating it, but I still think that's a bad thing.
No, I do.
So we'll see, but we'll see what happens. But a Rose Bowl, boy, Northwestern would just be a dream season. And I'm telling you, people should watch this Northwestern basketball program because they had one of the top sought recruits in the entire country mm-hmm. end up at Northwestern. And Georgia Tech had no idea. Georgia Tech has only lost one game, right? They were 4-1 or 5-1 going into that game last night. And they were looking at themselves like, what? Who are these guys? Right? Pretty great.
Very cool.
Great win. Yeah, great win for Chris Collins and his guys. We've moved to 6-1 on the season. And as we talked about, head to Indiana on Saturday. And then then next Tuesday, have our home opener in the Big Ten against Michigan. So
how about that? The Wolverines here against Michigan on Tuesday. I think I might have to go to that game.
Absolutely. You got it.
I think we're all in for the Rose Bowl.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good luck, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Go Cats. Thanks, guys.
Go Cats. We'll see you down in Indianapolis on Saturday.
Saturday's quite the day for the Cats in Indiana. Dave Bennett's doing the call at Indiana, Bloomington.
That's a huge game.
And then he's flying up north. It is north, right?
No, it's kind of east.
Well, then he's flying to Indianapolis.
Is he
driving?
Flying?
No, he's driving. He's flying.
It's like a 40-minute drive.
And then he's calling the Big Ten title game.
That's going to be great. It's going to be great. And you have half the student body from Northwestern going. You forget how small Northwestern is relative to other Big Ten schools.
Right?
Ohio State, 40,000 students. Because of that nice alum who donated the anonymous
alum. How many for Northwestern?
They've got 4,000.
Guys, hold on one second. We got Blackhawks hockey coming your way, and Violetta's got to jump in with the traffic trouble spots here.